الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا ومن سيئات اعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تعالى في قران المجيد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم من يطيع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عليكم بسنتي او كما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام respected علماء اکرام brothers in islam Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not left us alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us a duty. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created everything. If you look around us, everything around us has got a purpose, has got a function, has got a duty, has got a responsibility. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us not in vain, not in sport, not in amusement. Each one of us, every Muslim has got a responsibility and duty. This duty and responsibility a Muslim will realize when his iman is strong. In fact, everything around us, the reality of it, the significance of it, a Muslim will realize the importance of it when his iman is strong. When his iman is weak, he cannot realize the importance of things. When his iman is weak, he cannot realize the significance of things. Respected elders, to this extent, that when a person's iman is weak, when a Muslim's iman is weak, then he does not realize his error, his folly, his mistake. To this extent, that when his iman is weak, he thinks he is thinking like a Muslim. Meanwhile, he is not thinking like a Muslim. He thinks he is behaving like a Muslim. Meanwhile, he is not behaving like a Muslim. He thinks he is transacting like a Muslim, but he is far from that. Respected elders, to this extent I will go to say that certain times externally we look like Muslims too, but mentally we are not Muslims. Externally sometimes we look like Muslims, but our mentality, our attitude, our behavior, our character is far from what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought for us and far from what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to do. When our iman is strong, then we will visualize everything in the light of Sharia. Everything that we look at, we will view it with the eyes of Sharia, with the eyes of iman, with the eyes of Islam, with the eyes of Sunnah, with the eyes which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to visualize it. And when our iman is weak, then everything around us we cannot visualize with the eyes of Sharia. In the same strain, significance of Sunnah, importance of Sunnah, adhering to way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adhering to and conforming to the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the value of it? Why must we follow Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why must we adhere to the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why must we conform to the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why must I put my right leg in the masjid? Why must I put my left leg out when I go out? Why must I put my left leg when I go into the toilet? Why must I put my right leg out when I come out of the toilet? Why must I adorn a beard? Why must I dress like Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Why must I sit how Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? Why must I eat like how Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam ate? Why must I sleep like how he slept? Why must I behave like how he behaved? Why must I think like how he thought? Why must I do this? Why must I follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Why must I follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not imitate the West? Why must I follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not imitate the Americans? Why must I follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not imitate the French? Why must I follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and not imitate the Saudis? Why must I not follow all those people? Because these days, with our corrupt system of education and our corrupt system of values, we feel those people who have got wealth, we feel those people who have got power and position, we feel those people have got dignity and honor. Meanwhile, respected elders, those who conform to Shariat have got the honor. Those who conform to the Sunnah have got the honor. Those who conform to the way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are the ones who have got the honor, the dignity in the eyes of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Not those who are plundering the Shariat. Not those who are slaughtering the Shariat. Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi. All what I'm going to say now is from Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi. He has stated very clearly that a person must conform to Shariat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he has given various wisdoms. Some translators have said and translated it as various secrets why we must follow the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Before that, he states that a person will leave out the Sunnah. Sunnah meaning the way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. A person will leave out the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for two reasons. For two reasons he will leave out the Sunnah. One is latent kufr, latent infidelity. Second is sheer clear folly. He will leave out the Sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What does he mean by latent kufr? He explains. What does he mean by latent infidelity? Understand this. If a person goes to an astrologer, if a person goes to an astrologer, those people who look at the stars and foretell, then if that astrologer tells him that, listen, 25 days from now, 25 days from now you must stay in your house. Then the person will say, yes, 25 days from now I must stay in my house. And if he questions the astrologer, why must I stay in my house 25 days from now? Then he'll say, no, at the moment your star is 25 degrees away from Saturn. And within 25 degrees it'll move, 25 degrees. So for 1 degree per day, so you rather be cautious in 25 days from now, or 25 months from now, or 25 years from now. So the cautious view is that 25 days from now you stay in your house. So the person, what he will do, if he does not believe in the astrologer, he said, oh, this person is talking nonsense. But come the 25th day, he's got a parishani in his mind. He's got a worry in his mind. He's got a concern in his mind that this person said 25 days from now I must stay in my house and be cautious. Now he's worried. Like those people when they pick up the newspaper, they read what my stars foretell. They read that. Now subconsciously they worry. Will it come true? What is he saying? What have I read? Will that come true? All these things will worry him. This worry, how you will understand it? For example, if you're not habitual to transporting dead people, and now if you are transporting a dead person and sitting in the hearse, the driver, he is used to this. His daily work is this, transporting dead person. But if you the passenger, then you've got this concern that this dead person, he may just get up and tap my shoulder and say Assalamu Alaikum. So you've got this parishani in you. Or for example, if you're sitting in the house and they tell you, stay just little while by this dead person, we coming just now, then although you'll be sitting like a brave person near the dead person, but constantly in the back of the mind you've got this feeling, he may just get up, you know. We just get up. Just now he'll get up. Just now he'll get up. So also when you read the stars foretell and go to the astrologers, then you think, no, just now it may happen. Just now it will come true. So Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi says that they place more emphasis and more iman, more faith and conviction upon the saying of the astrologer than the saying of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is latent kufr. This is latent infidelity. Nabi Akareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying something. Astrologer is saying something. That you will go towards the astrologer and leave the saying of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Is this not open enmity, or this is the open rebelliousness against the sayings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Then you go sometimes, they will say, now go to this palm reader, you read the palm, and they will say something. It is written in the days of the British, one person was passing a house, so the landlord called him, come here. So the person came there. So where are you going? He said, no, I'm going with my book, and I'm going to foretell. The people come to me and I tell them what's going to happen. So he told him, bend over, gave one kick, fell down. Person started going again, said, come here again. Called him again, repeated the question, answer, told him, bend over, gave one kick. Okay, go. Called him for the third time, said, bend over, gave one kick. He said, so why are you kicking me always? He said, why you use this route? Why you never look in your book? In the book, it has stated, you come this route, you get three kicks. You should go the other way. You understand? So astrologer, these foretellers, are we looking at them? Or are we looking at Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Statement of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Utterings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sayings of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Laws of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Regulation of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should bring iman on that, not on anything else. Not on the way of the West, not on the way of the French or these Americans, these British who are barbading and ruining and destroying our lives. And we imitating them. Hook, line and sinker. Then Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi goes on to say that people go to medical men. And when they go to the medical men, then the man of medicine says, see, this is wrong with you and this is the medication. So what happens? Now you go there, these days we go there too, and the man of medicine says, you listen, this is wrong with you, take this medicine. Then we take it. Now we don't question the doctor, listen, why are you giving this antibiotic, why not that one? Why are you giving this mixture, no, why not that one? Why this combination, why not that one? What do you want to do with me? You want to operate, why are you doing this treatment? What is happening with you? You don't ask him 2002 questions. But ahkam of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, law of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, sunnat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, openly declared in the Quran and the Hadith, way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because we wear a hat on our head, and because we have got a tongue in our mouth, because we can voice our opinion, you ask 2002 questions, whether I must follow this or not. Why we do this? Have we got the authority to do that? Then why don't we follow the sunnat of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Why don't we love Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and adhere to his commandments? Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Alayhi goes on to explain that in order for a person to love Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and begin to adhere and follow Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then he must do three things. He must possess ilm, knowledge, and then must make sincere ibadah, devotion, and then zikr. Now when we combine these three things, ilm, ibadat, sincere devotion without any motivation and zikr, then inshallah the heart will become clean. And when the heart is clean and when filth, muck, dirt, all nonsense is taken out from the heart, when blackness, darkness, evil, enmity, hatred, jealousy, malice, all that comes out of the heart, then inshallah, then when the light of Ahadith, when the light of Quran, when the Noor of Sharia is presented to that Muslim, his heart is clean, his heart is shining like a mirror, his heart is receptive, then that law, then that light will shine on his heart, the Muslim will accept it. The Muslim will accept the law of Allah. The Muslim will accept the way of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The Muslim will accept the tariqah of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam without questioning, without having any doubt, without suffering from an inferiority complex. These days you are questioned a person, why are you not imitating Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You don't look like a Muslim. You don't behave like a Muslim. He says, no, man, I'm living in society. You're living in this corrupt society, this Western society, this society which is pushing us towards drugs, womanizing, materialism. All this society is pushing us there. We must come back to the Sunnah, come back to the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states that there is a principle called Qanun al-Adl, the law of equity. The law of equity means to place an action where it belongs, to do something where it belongs, to behave befittingly, to behave in a manner that is good. And this law of equity, understand it. In the law of equity, explained by Sharia, propounded by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, expounded by the Quran and Hadith, makes a Muslim behave in harmony. His action, a Muslim when he conforms to the Sharia of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his actions are in harmony, his actions are in equity, his actions are what we call freedom of action, is when a person is free and is following Sharia. Freedom of action is not when a person walks around naked, streaks around. Freedom of action is not when a person, he dresses how he wants, when he wants. Freedom of action is not when my wife and your wife, when our mothers and our daughters dress nakedly and atrociously outside. That is not freedom of action. Freedom of action is not when you and I dress and when you walk around, then everybody can see everything. That's not freedom of action. Freedom of action is when there is the law of equity, and law of equity has been expounded by Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and no one else. So the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the harmonization of action. And this harmonization of action is what we are supposed to be following. Understand the logic. Do not imitate the West. In everything we have to imitate Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our dignity lies there. Our honor lies there. Our izzat lies there. Our humiliation lies there. Our, whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful upon us, lies in imitating Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and not imitating anybody else. For example, a simple thing like this. Direction. There is north, east, south, west. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has chosen the Qibla for us. Why? That is for us. Following and facing towards the Qibla, for example, while making wuzu is mustahab. There is a reward in that. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi goes on to explain that if we cut our nails, pair our nails according to the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Mufti Sayyid Palanpuri has written that to cut the nails according to how explained in the hadith kitab, it is mustahab. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states that a person, when he cuts his nails, then he must cut his right hand. Right hand before his left hand. Right hand, why? Because the right hand, he'll hold the Quran, he'll hold the food, he'll eat the food to that. The right hand is more superior and more dignified and has more respect. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi states that cut the right hand first. And amongst the fingers, this finger first, the Shahadat finger. Because this finger we proclaim the Shahadat with in Salah. So this finger is superior. And if we hold our hands like this in front, we hold it like this in front, then this finger is first because of Shahadat finger. And if we move according to the right direction, then this is next, this next. And if we carry on in that direction, we'll end up with this thumb. We'll finish this, come on this, and then the thumb. So simple. A simple action of cutting the nails, you can understand the logic, the significance from a rational point of view, why we do it. A simple action like cutting the nails, we have got a rational behind it. There is a logic behind it. Can you imagine the big, big things? The sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the wajibat, keeping of the beard, the faraiz. Can you imagine how much significance behind it is? Can you imagine how much importance there is behind it? Can you imagine the value behind it? Can you imagine the wisdom behind it? Can you imagine the secrets behind following the faraiz, the sunnahs, the wajibat of the Sharia of Islam? we Muslims must not suffer from an inferiority complex. We should take our stand, strengthen our iman, follow the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for our salvation. For our salvation, for our salvation in this country. Adhere to the commandments of Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us ability to follow the way of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alayhi.